Just for a few more moments while some of the ladies are getting things ready for lunch, let me just say happy 29th anniversary, Bereans. And where has the time gone? It seems like just yesterday we're beginning our local church here. How many were with us in the early days when we planted this church back in 96? One, two, three, Janice and myself. the list of our charter members was, I think, close to 70 people, and we only have seven left, charter members left here. All the others have either left, moved out of town, went to other churches. A lot of them went home to glory. And so we're still got a few charter members around, which I thank the Lord for. How many were here during the days of 277 when we were on Adelaide? Yeah, okay. And who started coming to Berean when we were here at 932? Leithorn, you've been here coming since that time. You know, it's been 20 years since we've been in this building. And that time has gone by very, very fast. God has been so good to us, hasn't he? And even though we're a small company of people again, just like in the early days, we still trust the Lord Jesus to build his church. Maybe not so much in numbers, but certainly to build in our lives and help us to grow in our love and service for him. We've had lots of people come over the years and lots of people move on to glory. It seems we have more Bereans in heaven these days than we have actually here on earth. But we want to keep on going, serving the Lord, worshiping, witnessing until either Jesus comes again or he takes us home to be with himself. So just for a few moments this Sunday, I thought it would be good to check in with what the scriptures tell us a little bit more about this man, Timothy. We looked at him last week, and he is such a good example for us that I thought that this morning we should see another part of Timothy's character that may encourage us in the days in which we live. Last week we noted several things concerning Timotheus, as he's also called. We learned that he was a disciple of Christ, which meant that he was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. We noted the influences that he had in his life from his grandma Lois, his mother Eunice, and them using the scriptures to teach their young son Timothy all about salvation and the gospel and about Christ. From a child, the scripture says, he learned about salvation through the scriptures. And we know that the scriptures then were an great influence in his life, as well as the apostle Paul when he joined up with Paul, or Paul picked him up to join himself. We know that the apostle Paul had a great influence in Timothy's life as well. And the relationship that we saw that between Timothy and the Apostle Paul was that of a father and son relationship. Now, let me remind you from Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Paul said, I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly to you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Right? And so the relationship that Timothy had with the Apostle Paul, great influence for not only service and ministry, but for growing in the things of the Lord. So Timothy serves as a good example of a disciple of Christ, one who was greatly influenced by his mom and grandma, family relationships. The Word of God became a great influence and mentored by the Apostle Paul himself. And we need to find those same connections in, I think, our lives as well as we seek to serve the Lord. So this morning, just one thing more about Timothy, and we find it in 1 Timothy 6, verse 11. 1 Timothy 6, if you want to open up your Bibles to that verse, just a couple of thoughts. So, if you back up to verse 6, nope, verse 19, nope, where am I going here? Yeah, verse 6 of 1 Timothy chapter 6. Paul writes, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." And so in this passage, we learn another thing concerning Timothy, and that's in verse 11. Paul calls him a man of God. What a great title that is to have somebody to acknowledge that we are people, children, men and women of God. Timothy was a man of God. And to be known as a man of God or a woman of God is truly a humbling experience for all of us. And isn't that what we want to, we would like to be recognized as a man or woman of God? That is certainly a great testimony and title that we might have. I'm sure that you want to have that for be recognized for you as well. The phrase man of God, I was surprised by this. It occurs 78 times in our King James Bibles. Man of God, 78 times, and almost all of them are in the Old Testament, but two of them are in the New Testament. One, the first one is here, 1 Timothy 6:11, and then the other one is found in 2 Timothy 3:17. You remember 2 Timothy 3? Verse 16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be truly furnished, equipped for all good works. That's a bit of a paraphrase at the end. But in those two New Testament passages, we find this phrase, man of God. Man of God is used of many individuals. In the Old Testament, men like Moses is called a man of God. David, King David, is called a man of God. Elijah and Elisha are both referred to as man of God, as well as many unnamed prophets in the Old Testament. Timothy is in exalted company as a man of God, in company with many of the great Bible characters of old. Now, 1 Timothy 6:6 says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." Right? Godliness with contentment is great gain, and that's opposed to what Paul says next about the love of money. Right? Love of money is the root of all evil. Some who have coveted after that have greatly hurt their faith and erred from the faith. So Timothy needs to be aware to flee such things as that, coveting money, silver, things that are not of the Lord, if you want. And then Paul says, here's what you need to do. You need to follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, and profess a good profession before other people. Have a good testimony, in other words. These are the things that define godliness in any Christian's life, things that define the character of a man of God or a woman of God. Now, Paul says to Timothy, you need to follow after these things. The word follow after is the Greek word dioko, and it means to pursue. It means to seek after eagerly, to earnestly endeavor, to inquire. It's almost like a single mindset. To follow after these nine things that he mentions is the single pursuit of a child of God who wants to be known as a person of God. And Timothy was encouraged to make these qualities normative in his life. And Paul could command Timothy about these things as well, because Timothy was a man of God. So because he was a man of God, Paul could say, now you need to continue to follow in all of these things that will help you in your position. So do these things in verse 11 and 12, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, profess, have a good confession and testimony before many witnesses. Are those the kind of things that define your life? Do they describe who you are? Could we be recognized as men or women of God? I think important things to ponder in our lives from time to time. As my dad used to like to say, it's always good to give self a good talking to once in a while, even as believers. There are some things that, you know, maybe we let go along the way that we need to shore up, maybe strengthen along the way. Is there anything in Paul's list of things to follow after, that need improvement or development in your life and mine? And so I would encourage you to take that list that he gives in those two verses, 11 and 12, and think about them, muse on them, meditate upon them, and then to take a look at your life and see if there is anything that you need to pursue, maybe in a better way or maybe in a full way. In other words, let's be a Timothy. Let's be a Timothy today and pursue these things and be recognized as men and women of God. So my encouragement is, get a piece of paper and write out those nine things in those two verses, 11 and 12. Put it someplace where you can see it, maybe every morning, and just remind yourself that these are the qualities that characterize a man or a woman of God. And if there are some things that need to be developed or strengthened, then that reminder sometime during the day will be a great help to work on those things. May God help us in this 29th anniversary to be godly people. 29 years is a long time, but we can't say that we've arrived. There's still room for improvement, just like Josh told us. There's always room to grow, always room to improve. And I would hope that we could trust the Lord in all of that. And may others recognize that we are men and women of God, not for any sense of personal pride or anything like that, but so that we might be pleasing to the Lord, have a good testimony and opportunity to talk to people about Christ and the gospel as well. So Timothy, good example, and I commend his character to you, especially in 1 Timothy 6, 11 and 12, as something that we should pursue, follow after even in our own lives today. So we'll have a word of prayer. We'll dispense with the last hymn for this morning. It's almost noon. I can smell lunch cooking over there, and that's good. We invite you all to stay. We'll have a word of prayer and return thanks for the food, so that when we get over there, you can just dig right in. And if you were not ready for the love offering today, if you want to maybe give something towards Josh at another time, a later time, that would be fine. Just let us know. Make sure you mark it carefully, and we'll make sure that he gets it. So let me invite you to stand, and then we'll pray and enjoy lunch. I think those are, what do I smell, meatballs? My stomach's growling already. All right, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunity to be together, to fellowship one with the other, to give you great praise and thanks on this anniversary Sunday. Thank you for Josh and his testimony, a presentation of his ministry. We pray for him through the course of this year that you would bless him and use him in marvelous ways in the lives of young people that come to the school and to the camps. And we pray that you would bless him, help him to grow along the way as well. Thank you for his desire to serve you. And I thank you for young Timothy that we read about in the scriptures, the wonderful example that he is for us. We pray that you would help us all to be like a Timothy in our own lives and to pursue and follow after these things that make for godliness in our lives. So thank you for today, and pray that you would bless in the rest of it. Pray for lunch just now. Thank you for the food that has been prepared. Pray that you will not only bless it to our bodies, but use it to strengthen us for your service. And we thank you for the hands that have prepared the foods out there in the kitchen for us to enjoy this afternoon. I pray that now you would dismiss us with your blessing. Watch over us until we meet again, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.